Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of me, the life inside of me.
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom's Empowerment Inc. Radio, and the program is Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. Hallelujah. Today, we have a topic, Jesus' prayer helped him. And we are going to talk about some few areas, hoping that we will be encouraged today. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and start. Father, we just thank you. We bless you. We worship you. We give you all the praises. We thank you for today, Lord. We are here, Holy Spirit. We need you in our life, in every areas of our life. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Excuse me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. The number here is 646-668-2413, in case you want to call it. I have the text, the book of Matthew, chapter 26, from verse 36 to 46, and the book of Mark, chapter 14, from 32 to 42, and the book of Luke, 22, 39 to 46. So I'm kind of stuck in this area, and I believe if you get to this area, you probably will be stuck, and it's so amazing what we can gather from this area and what it can teach us, because Jesus faced challenges just as we are facing today, or Jesus you may have faced in the past. We all have different challenges. Your challenge might not be my challenge. Your situation might be different from mine. We all have different problems, different situations, circumstances, trials, we may call it trials, that we face today. But we have a common enemy, and that is Satan. So Satan just come over and do whatever he likes. Maybe we have done something, or maybe we have not done something. Maybe just our pride. Hallelujah. But we know that Jesus is our example. He knew what he was going to go through. What did he do? He prayed. And Jesus prayed. So I really see here that there were fruit from his prayer. So he faced challenges, terrible challenge. I remember somebody who was sinless. Now he is going toward the dealing with sins of the world. And some moment he's going to be experiencing a separation from his father. That was terrible. And he became a curse for us and took the brunt of God's righteous wrath. Amen. If you read from verse 38, you will see what I'm talking about. Verse 38, 39, and verse 40 is talking about could you not watch with me 1 hour? And he was addressing his three friends. Of what? Not in sense today, addressing us today. So we see that there is a fruit when we go on our knees and we pray. He also faced challenges that we face today. But he went into active submission to the Father's will. That is, he went into what? Active submission into the Father's will. That is, to enable him to move his active submission to the Father's will. That is in 42. That is, Jesus reluctantly, but determination to do. You know, we can be reluctant, we can gradually do that, we feel we have to do, He did not go to the cross reluctantly. He went in active submission to the cross. Although it was painful, although he struggled with it, he eventually submitted to the Father's will. For our example, he was able to fulfill Father's will. Hallelujah. And after that, he was able to fulfill his purpose. It's the same way we look at the Father's will. We always say today, let your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 6. So when we pray the Lord's Prayer, let thy will, the Father, be done in my life as it is in heaven. Can you imagine we don't know our will? We don't know our purpose. We are just waking up doing whatever we feel we should do. We have no idea of what the Father's will is. So our strategy is to find and follow and fulfill that for which Christ has made us. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? That is coming to grips with the will of God, with the Father's will for us. That is knowing why we were made, very important. That is, why am I here? Or why are you here? Fulfilling the purpose. So important. If you look at the life of Jesus, you saw that we can just say, oh, okay, he was a miracle worker. He was healing, delivering people, raising up people who were dead. We saw that in Lazarus in John chapter 11. So we see all kinds of work was done by Jesus. Miracles after miracles. The work of God through him was performed. But that was not the Father's will. See, the Father's will now centered on this very chapter from verse 36 to 46. That is the Father's will. If he had missed this, so all those healing, delivering, raising would have just been like doing something with. That was not the main purpose for which he came. So the main purpose for which he came was to fulfill the Father's will for him to go to the cross. Is for him to what? Go to the cross. Have you ever talked about, and then he has said, no, I will not be able to go. Or he disobeyed on the Garden of Gethsemane and said, no, this cup is too much. This cup is unfair. Father, this cup is not fair. I will not do this No, this is not fair. You did it, so you have to bear it. If you had argued on the right ground, he was right. He committed all those things. No. Was he the one who did all those things? No. Was he the main cause of those costs? No. So why would I be going to the cross to bear your sin of the world? Why would I be going to the cross to do all that for what? So somebody can argue that. Argue that. In a fair world, that was right. But that was not the main purpose. The agreement has been made that I'm sending you down to go and take care of this situation. The Bible said that it was a lamp that was made even before the foundation of the world. That is, before the world came to being, the lamp has been prepared. Everything has been set aside. You will go and redeem mankind. Was that going? It was a Trinitarian agreement. And the Spirit of God will help you. It will come and strengthen you in your prayer. It will come and rescue you. It will come and help you. An agreement has been made. It was made. It was agreed. But how we wrestle with flesh in the garden came into being. You know, the flesh will always go against what the Spirit say, and the Spirit will say, no, you are not to rule me. I am the ruler. I have to rule. I have to dominate this body. And we see that in verse 41. He said, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but it's weak. We are today. The spirit is the born again part of us. So the spirit will always try to follow God. In fact, it's in tune with God. But the flesh, our soul, will always fight. We always be in disagreement. And that is why we have to always feel ourselves with the word of God and pray, sing hymns, songs, make melodies in our heart so that our soul and our flesh can always be in alignment with the Spirit. And if we don't do that, the soul and the flesh will always dominate. We will always go soulless and we will always do taking matters into our hands. Hallelujah. So when we then pray, then we begin to see the fruit. We all saw that he did not take matters into his hands like Peter was. Cutting off the ear of one of the people who came. So let's read it from verse 44. That is Matthew 26 from verse 44. Let's read. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same word. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand.
son of man is being betrayed to the hands of sinners. Verse 46. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Verse 47.
Now while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with sword and gloves, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, whoever I kiss is the one. Seizing, immediately he went up to Jesus and said, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him.
50.
But Jesus said to him, friend, when have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by sword. Or do you think that I cannot? Do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scripture be fulfilled that it must happen thus? In that hour, Jesus said to the multitude, have you come out as a robber? Have you come out as against with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not see me. But all this was done that the scripture of the prophet might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him. So we see here that
Jesus
did not take matters into his hands.
He did not come for the help of angelic aid. They were there to strengthen him, but they were not there to fight. Clearly different mission. The angels came to strengthen him while he was praying. Now he's saying that Peter should put the sword back, because if we have to be embarking on fighting here, it's written in the scripture and be fulfilled. He said it twice, one in verse 54 and the second one in verse 56. So he could not take the matter into his hands and call the legions. But he said he didn't want to do that. You see, so one of the things that we always try to do is take matters into our hands. So if Jesus had called for angelic aid, the prophetic scripture foretelling his betrayal, his death, and his resurrection would not have been what? Very important in the scripture. That you have to be mentioned twice. One in 54 and another verse 56. So that is one for times we don't need to take matters into our hands. Especially when we see things happening. When we see things happening. Hallelujah. There are so many challenges. Even today, we see challenges of coronavirus. We see record death in many places, in many nations. And in fact, how to go about it, many governments have no idea. This is where we need wisdom. You know, in a period of trial,
period of challenge, you need the wisdom of God. The scripture talks about the wisdom being the principal thing in our life. So we need wisdom. We need how to go about the situation, about how to maintain ourselves, about how to protect ourselves. And it's so sad that many of our friends are being sick, and some have even lost their loved ones. So we cannot really understand the gravity of it, because we can always say, oh, I empathize with you, but you did not really understand. It's so painful. The other day I was reading a family that lost two children. Can you imagine that? I just want to thank people who have recovered and warning people of the seriousness of this virus and the vast, or let me say, some people still doesn't understand how serious it is, and some of them are still very lousy, if I have to use that word, not serious about it. And doing so, we expose ourselves and others to catching the killer disease. So we have to take the precautions. You know, taking precautions is wisdom. Can't just go there and say, I have the anointing of God. Jesus did not do that. I know many people, we always use Jesus coming to the leper, when the leper came to him. And he did not reject him. So those are situations that requires the hands of God. And we don't do it in our flesh, in our own flesh, because it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but by the Spirit of God. So Jesus is operating in a different level. So if you feel you can operate in a different level, then okay. But many people are not operating at that level. So that's why we need to take precaution and have wisdom going about our lives, especially at this time. And it is my prayer that the Spirit of God will continue to protect us, even as we do our part, so He will always protect His children. Hallelujah. So we are not to be afraid, we are not to be scared, because He knows we are facing a challenging time, and a challenging time requires us to trust Him. So we have to believe that He's beside us, and His Spirit is within us. So we need to click. That is, grip His hands tightly and stay in close communication with Him, and letting our thoughts and spoken word be the flavor with His trust, and thanking Him for all that He has done and what He will do. You know, He said, I can keep you in perfect peace as we stay close to Him. That is his advice, Isaiah 26, verse 3. Okay? So that leads us to the end, and our time has run out. So stay blessed and stay protected by the Spirit.